KQED.
Beginning tomorrow, an estimated 1.2 million undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children will be able to apply to live and work in the U.S. legally for at least the next 2 years. About 440,000 young people who live in California could benefit under this historic program that President Obama recently announced. Reporter Amy Isaacson has the story.
Ish hops off the trolley near his apartment in downtown San Diego. He's coming home from a day at work. Ish isn't his real name, but that's what he'd like us to call him, because he's concerned about his undocumented status.
Took me about 2 hours to get home.
His trip would take about 15 minutes by car, but Ish can't get a driver's license because he doesn't have the proper papers. He got his bachelor's degree in political science from San Diego State University. He wanted to go to graduate school, but couldn't because it required legal status. Instead, he works illegally, managing a construction company. But he hopes this will all change soon.
And everything will be good, and it's going to be great.
Ish plans to apply for the new Deferred Action, or DACA, program. It's the largest immigration relief since President Ronald Reagan granted amnesty to about 3 million people in 1986. DACA will allow people who were brought to the U.S. illegally when they were under the age of 16 to avoid being deported for at least the next 2 years, with the possibility of an extension. There's a laundry list of stipulations, including that people are under 31, are in high school or have graduated, and have a clean criminal record. On the walk back to his apartment, Ish blends in with the downtown San Diego crowd. Ish explains that his mom fled an abusive marriage in Mexico and crossed the border with him and his brothers when he was 4.
When she came over here, she could have applied for, they had a program for battered women where they would have allowed them to have citizenship, but she didn't know, and then by the time she did, too much time had passed, so...
Ish says what his mom did know was to save every scrap of paper related to her son. Ish unlocks his apartment door. It's a modern two-bedroom. It's immaculate.
That's my room right there, and then it's my roommate's room.
He goes to his closet, pulls down a box, and starts going through its contents. There's everything from his childhood vaccination records to his college diploma to his good citizenship award from the 5th grade.
Man, that is really ironic.
Federal immigration authorities haven't announced which documents they'll accept. Putting the lid back on the box, Ish thinks he has everything. Nevertheless, while Ish seems well-poised to take advantage of DACA, federal authorities and immigration rights activists around the state fear that unscrupulous immigration attorneys and notarios, or consultants, could take advantage of applicants.
The amount of money that folks think that they will make off of these young people is staggering.
Andrea Guerrero is the executive director of Alliance San Diego, a member of an immigrants' rights consortium. It's held town hall meetings and recently launched a website to warn of fraud.
Attorneys and notarios charging exorbitant prices for an application that the government itself is deeming a low-effort application. And the kinds of prices that we're seeing are equivalent to full court cases.
Like up to $4,000 to help people file the application. The actual cost to file it with the government is $465. An Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokeswoman in San Diego says her agency is already investigating a handful of alleged swindlers. Meanwhile, many undocumented immigrants are concerned their DACA applications will be used to deport them. Authorities promise they won't, unless an applicant has a serious criminal history or lies on the application. Federal authorities expect a deluge of applications. Doris Meissner once headed Immigration and Naturalization Services and is now with the Migration Policy Institute. She spent a lot of time analyzing problems with how the government handled Reagan's massive amnesty in 1986. She says new technology should make the job a lot easier this time around.
Automated background checks, the ability to take fingerprints electronically, the sophistication of the service centers. I think that the platform is solid and sound, and it can be done.
For his part, Ish plans to sprint to his lawyer's office tomorrow, the moment the application becomes available. For the California Report, I'm Amy Isaacson in San Diego.